What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm your host, Warren, and really exciting news today as we have updates for Phase 5 and Phase 6 of the MCU. Marvel Studios has been switching up a lot recently, of course, due to the strikes, plus Marvel Studios kind of changing up their game plan over at the studio, trying to make their projects better. A lot of projects ended up getting delayed. And Bob Iger, Disney CEO, has even stated that they have canceled projects over at Marvel Studios. But at the same time, new projects have also been announced, and Phase 6 right now is looking to be pretty dang exciting. And we're going to talk about over 10 projects today when talking about Phase 5 and Phase 6, giving you an update on everything that is going on. So let's jump into it. And if you love Marvel and you're new to the channel, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the latest Marvel news. We're also giving away a PS5 or Xbox Series X, more on the giveaway at the end of the video. So big production updates about a lot of projects, also confirmation that some projects are indeed happening and are happening in Phase 6. But just to start off, quick little update about some projects from Phase 5, Wonder Man, Agatha, and Ironheart, they are completely done. They are done filming. They are in post-production right now. These shows are coming no matter what. I know a lot of people were questioning if Wonder Man was one of those projects that might have been canceled, especially since we haven't really heard too much about Wonder Man. It's actually been a pretty secretive project by Marvel Studios, but now it's done. The filming is done, and the show is set to come out, along with Agatha, of course, and Ironheart. Now, if you're online at all, you've probably seen in some way, shape, or form a leaked photo from Daredevil. Some photos from the set of Daredevil Born Again. Now, season one is completely done filming. Season two, however, is going to begin this year. It's going to begin at the end of this year, 2024, in New York City. And of course, we've already gotten confirmation that the Punisher is going to be returning. Jon Bernthal will be returning. We've seen set photos released by Jon Bernthal himself, Charlie Cox, and just a lot of photos in general. So of course, we knew that was coming, but just a heads up, season one is done. Season 2 will begin filming soon. But here is another one that has been confirmed that I think a lot of people, including myself, were kind of worried about. And that is Vision Quest. Now, there were a lot of rumors going around about Vision Quest that it actually got turned into the Young Avengers project that we know is coming. However, according to new reports from Production Weekly, Vision Quest is still very much its own project. It's listed to beginning in the fourth quarter of 2024 this year, so the ending of this year in the United Kingdom, which is where Marvel Studios does film most of their projects now. And here's the thing. Here's the big kicker. Elizabeth Olsen is listed on the cast. Now, we knew Elizabeth Olsen was going to return because that just made sense. Her story is not done. And president of Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, has basically already told us that she is alive. In an interview, he said, well, if you look right before the mountain falls on her, you can see a red light flash. Basically telling us she used her powers to get out of there. She's alive. She's somewhere. Plus, many insiders have stated that she is going to return as well. A lot of them stating that there is eventually going to be a Scarlet Witch solo project. But for now, she is listed to return in Vision Quest. Now, we don't know in what capacity she is going to return, but this makes sense considering Vision Quest is going to be about Vision and his new family. According to Daniel RPK, Viv and Vin Vision will appear in Vision Quest, which are the children of Vision. But they don't come from the Scarlet Witch, at least not in a very traditional way. He actually creates them, and he creates his wife, Virginia. However, in the comics, Virginia, Vision's wife that he makes, was actually modeled by using the brainwaves of the Scarlet Witch. In the comics, Wanda actually gives them to Vision as a gift. Now, I don't think that's going to be the case in the project, and I'm pretty sure Wanda is going to return, so I am curious to see how all of this really goes down. So, I'm very glad that this is not one of the movies that was canceled, and we are still getting Vision Quest. And this is scheduled to begin filming at the end of 2024, so this is most likely going to be a part of Phase 5, which means at San Diego Comic-Con this year, Marvel Studios might have to do a lot of reveals, a lot of updates for the slates that they've given us so far for Phase 5 and hopefully the whole entire reveal of Phase 6. But continuing on, we have the Thunderbolts, which is filming right now in Atlanta. Then we have Captain America Brave New World. The reshoots are going to begin at the end of this month, May 26th in Atlanta. Now, footage was shown for Captain America Brave New World at CinemaCon. We did a breakdown of the description of the footage that was shown. You can check it out on the channel. But the important part is that the people who did see the footage at CinemaCon all said that they rather enjoyed it. Everybody liked it, which is good. So hopefully the reshoots make the film even better and we get a pretty solid film here. Then we have the Fantastic Four. This is going to begin filming in August this year, not too long from now. And they are filming in London. Also, Blade will be shooting this year, fall 2024, in London as well. I'm super glad that this project isn't canceled. But then we have Spider-Man 4. Now, this hasn't exactly been a mess, but it hasn't exactly been clean, with Sony kind of butting in, stating they wanted something very specific for the fourth Spider-Man movie in the MCU, and Marvel Studios going, yeah, we don't really want that. So there was a little bit of a feud here, a little bit of back and forth, but based off of everything that we've heard from insiders, everything is good now. They had some great conversations, they are playing well with each other, and they reached a pretty good compromise. Most of the movie is going to be very grounded. There are going to be a lot of villains, and then at the end of the film, it sounds like there's going to be a pretty big multiverse aspect to it, which makes sense because it's going to go into Avengers 5 and Avengers Secret Wars. Now, another one that I'm really excited about, which is going to come in Phase 6, is Shang-Chi 2. Yes, this is confirmed. It is official at this point in time, and it's going to begin filming early 2025 in the UK. Like I mentioned, a lot of the filming for Marvel Studios is going to be happening in the UK, including the X-Men, which we're about to talk about, but we are kind of going in order here. So after Shang-Chi 2, which again, very excited about, hopefully they talk about the origin of the Ten Rings and link them to Kang. But after Shang-Chi, apparently we are getting Armor Wars. Early 2025 is when that is going to start production in the UK. Now, this is one of those projects that I thought could have been canceled. This has gone through a lot. We haven't really heard a lot about it, but at the same time, we do kind of need some closure on what the heck is going on with Rhodey in the MCU. In Secret Invasion, we found out that since Captain America Civil War, he's actually been a Skrull the entire time. He didn't experience Tony Stark's death, anything from Infinity War or Endgame. So really, there's a lot of story there to tell. And Don Cheadle has been a part of the MCU since Iron Man 2. He's been around for a very long time. It makes sense that they would give him his own project, his own time to shine. Not that he hasn't shined already, but of course it's very different when it's your own project. Then we have Avengers 5, which we're still calling Avengers 5. It sounds like Kang is still going to be involved in some way, shape, or form, but we just don't really know the title at this point. So Avengers 5 / Kang Dynasty is going to begin early 2025 in the United Kingdom as well. And then here's the big one, the best for last. According to Production Weekly, an X-Men movie is going to begin production in the fourth quarter of 2025 in the UK. So we've heard that Marvel Studios is indeed going to release an X-Men movie before Secret Wars. We've also heard for a while now, several months ago, that they did already begin meeting with writers and hearing writers' pitches for the X-Men movie, and they're trying to hire writers for the film right now. Now, they have over a year until they begin filming for this, but keep in mind, much like the Fantastic Four, in the months to come before it begins filming and everything begins to start production, they'll of course have to announce the cast. And even before that, they'll have to make an announcement for the movie. Now, hopefully at SDCC, Marvel decides to go all out. Insiders have stated that they've heard they do have a pretty good panel planned for Hall H this year. Let's hope that's true, and let's hope they reveal all of Phase 6, because that would mean they would have to announce the X-Men movie. Now keep in mind, they announced a Fantastic Four movie years and years and years ago, coming up on about 5 years now, and they're only just announcing the cast and about to begin production for the film. But 2025, that's next year. So if they are going to reveal all of Phase 6, the X-Men is going to be a part of that. And hopefully at that point, they give us some good information about the movie. Now, Marvel has been kind of setting up the mutants in the MCU with Kamala Khan and Namor, or Namor, depending on how you want to pronounce him. So clearly Kevin Feige does have some plans for what he wants to do with the X-Men in the MCU. So I do believe that these might actually be the X-Men that exist in our universe, which will be really interesting to see, because by this time, a lot of our main characters might have already met some other X-Men from other universes. Because keep in mind, this will come after Avengers 5. So this is in between Avengers 5 and Avengers Secret Wars. And of course, Secret Wars is the one that comes after this. There could be a few more projects that are in there for Phase 6. In fact, I'm expecting at least a few more, like Doctor Strange 3, which will probably begin production right after the X-Men or right before the X-Men, and maybe a few other projects that take place in other universes as well. Now, that could be the X-Men project, because I do believe that's a good idea by Marvel Studios. The Fantastic Four is going to take place in another universe. It would make sense to have another movie take place in another universe, like the X-Men. In fact, the X-Men movie could be about the universe that Monica Rambeau ended up in at the end of the Marvels, and I actually think that probably is the plan. despite Kevin Feige having a plan for the mutants in our main universe, I do think, and this is just my personal opinion, not a report or anything like that, but I think personally that it is probably about that universe. Because why else have her go into that universe at the end of the Marvels? What else would she do that for if not to eventually have that universe come in contact with ours? And some people think it could be an Avengers vs. X-Men movie, as their world could collide with our world. And I think that could actually be really, really cool. And if they do it right, it could be very comic accurate. But right now, Phase 5 and Phase 6 are looking pretty dang good. I'm excited for all of these projects. But let me know if you are in the comments down below. Which ones are you excited for? Which ones are you not excited for? And why? Let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. And please don't forget to like this video and subscribe to the channel to stay up to date on the MCU. And if you subscribe and leave a comment, you're entered in our giveaway for a chance to win a PS5 or Xbox Series X. The winner picks one item and we pick one winner at the end of each month. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter and Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.